is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo. I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my
back to TLB Talk Radio. I'm your host, Roger Landry, and today's show is for Sunday, October 2nd, 2022. The title for today's show is Failure of the Fourth Estate. And this is probably going to be one of the more, I don't know, it's going to draw more from me than just about any discussion I've done in a while. Because I'm a part of the media. I'm a part of the press. I'm a part of the mechanism that has the intent of delivering information to you. The questions come before that and after that, and we will get to them. Before we do, again, this is episode 36 of TLB Talk Radio, and let's do our normal opening for the show. I would like everybody to understand that this show is sponsored by TLB's newest website and newest project, which is TLB Talk. com, a social media site where you go to say what you know needs to be said, and where you're supposed to be able to say it on multitude of other formats, but that doesn't ring true today. And again, that'll be part of this show. As usual, before I get started, I will also like to say thanks to RBN. Do me a favor. If you are someone who likes to support the forums you feel bring you the valuable information, and it's not just TLB Talk Radio, it's all of the forums or a vast majority of the forums on RBN that make RBN a great platform. Donating to them is a great thing, but take it one step further if you can. If you're donating $25 every now and then or $50 every now and then, take it one step further. Make it so that this organization can depend on what you are donating. They can use it in their budget. They can use it to facilitate new possibilities, new things for you to make the network better, to make your listening experience more advantageous. Check the button that says make this a monthly contribution. Now, if you're donating $25 every third or fourth month, just go in there and click the button that says make this a monthly donation and check the $5 mark or the $10 mark. It'll actually come out to what you're already donating, but it gives them the ability to know they can count on a certain amount of funds each month to facilitate that network. And believe me, that's peace of mind for those who run RBN. I also want to say thank you to Sam. Sam is the producer of this show. And again, there are times, although not so much anymore, when Roger really raises his voice or Roger goes down to a whisper, and Sam is the person who makes sure that you can, excuse me, hear me. And he's also the person that handles your incoming calls. So when you call in, it's thanks to Sam that I even know you're there. And if we have phone line issues or whatever, and you wish to get a message to me and you can't get through to RBN while the show is live, you can always go to thelibertybeacon.com, and in the lower right-hand corner, you will see contact. Click on that and send me a message. Send me a personal message. If you couldn't get through to the show, I may be able to answer your message at some, I don't know, later on in the afternoon or the following morning, but at least you will understand that you're not being ignored, okay? So we cover the bases in both directions. I also want to say thank you to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio. Annie is the owner and the operator of Shake and Wake Network, and she replays this show every Thursday. And for anybody who would like to listen in, that's 3 to 4 p.m. on, excuse me, I have a live show on Shake and Wake Radio, and that's called Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on Wednesday from 3 to 4 o'clock p.m. So between this show here on RBN and the show on Annie's network, and let me tell you something about Annie, she is a huge fan of RBN. So if you're supporting RBN, you're also putting a smile on Annie's face. But enough of that. Let me go through something that I go through every show, but I feel it's very important and it's a need to say. I'm going to state the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. I'm not here just talking to you. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our actions or the course of actions we're being dragged down. And that doesn't sound very, I don't know, appealing, but take a look around you today. As usual, there will be calls after the half-hour point. This is a one-hour show. I have a lot of information to put out, so let me get started on that. Any links that I use for any references in this show will also be included in an article on thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow with this show embedded in it. So you'll always know where I got the information that I gave to you. And to me, it's very, very important as a source of media that you have confidence in the fact that what I'm giving you is real. If it's not a fact, if it's what I believe or what I suspect, I'm going to tell you that. Don't hold me to it being a fact if I say, this is what I believe or this is what I suspect. But if I tell you this is the way it is, I should be held accountable. That's not what's happening in today's media. So again, the title of today's show is The Failure or Failure of the Fourth Estate. This isn't my first show covering this topic, nor do I suspect it's going to be the last time I cover this topic. Corporate media are the large and well-established media platforms. They are corporate media. Okay? Some over with many approaching a century of publication time. There are some, we're talking at least a century of publication time. Others may not be quite that old, but are backed by corporate money to the tune of many millions of dollars on a yearly basis. So they have girth. They have a presence. They've been able to purchase a presence. Corporate media, or as some title it, mainstream media, breaks down as most of mainstream newspapers or magazines. Not all, but most. Most TV and cable mainstream broadcasters. Most syndicated radio networks. Most internet news providers such as Google and Yahoo. Most internet established social media forums. Of course, that would be like Facebook, like Twitter, like YouTube, these social type of social media or news delivery platforms. These forums reach into the homes, businesses, and lives of a vast majority of Americans. How many of these receive funding from the government to fulfill what contractual requirements? Why is the government paying media? And we're not talking about a little bit going to a couple. We're talking about tens of millions going to many. We're talking about hundreds of millions. If you take it across the entire spectrum, we're talking billions of government dollars finding its way into the pockets of what we call corporate or mainstream media. Was it ever supposed to be that way? Did our founders look at it that way? Again, I told you today we're going to talk about media. We're going to discuss the failure of the Fourth Estate. What is the Fourth Estate? Our founders considered the media to be a form of check and balance on government and its actions in support or against we the people. If the government is doing something great for us, the media should herald it. If the government is stabbing us in the back, but most of us live too far away or at some point in our history, media-wise, we're days, if not months, even a year away from an update from Washington. It was the Fourth Estate's, that was their sole purpose. It was to keep you and I informed. Of course they had ads, they had to pay the bills. Of course they had local news because, again, you needed interest. But their main function by our founders, the consideration of our founders was that media was a form of check and balance on government. A mechanism to keep us informed of the truth, to prepare us, and allow us to push back, if necessary, against organized tyranny. From who? From our government. Or from tyranny our government was aware of, but not making us aware of. This is why they were called the Fourth Estate. The fourth meaning they were not part of the executive branch. They were not part of the judicial branch. They were not part of the legislative branch. They were the Fourth Estate, okay? This indicated a distinct separation between the press, the media, and the power and influence of the government, which again breaks down into three distinct entities, legislative, judicial, and executive. So it was supposed to be that they were no part of any of them, but their sole duty was to keep us aware of the actions and their reactions to us. Something that has all but disappeared. Today, a vast majority of what we consider mainstream media undeniably serves as a puppet or a willing partner of all things progressive and liberal in America. Am I here to be an anti-democratic voice today? No. Am I here to be an anti-liberal or an anti-progressive voice today? No. What am I here to do? I'm here to tell you what the media is doing. And what we are seeing is a willing partner of all things progressive and liberal in America, by default making them the fourth branch. Well, how did I start this? I started this by saying the fourth estate. The fourth estate meaning separate from, but an equal partner to. Meaning they had no ties into the government, but they had the function of observing all within the government and keeping you and I informed. That's the fourth estate. When people go around calling it by mistake the fourth branch, they're not making a mistake, because today the fourth estate has transformed into the fourth branch. The fourth branch meaning the fourth branch of the government. So now, in the eyes of anybody who's aware, we have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the corporate media branch. Not a guess. Why? I just started out by telling you, or not too long ago, explained to you the millions, if not billions of dollars coming from the government into this corporate media. Is there anybody out there that's stupid enough? And yes, I mean that, stupid enough to believe that billions of dollars are going into corporate media, but there's no influence? They're not being swayed. They're not being told, do it this way. They're not being told, well, you know, we really can't tell you what to do, but what you did yesterday wasn't really cool. And, you know, we do pay some of your bills. You can no longer call the corporate media or the mainstream media the fourth estate. They no longer qualify. This is now the fourth branch. If you cannot understand that, go back to grade school. We have seen what our founders considered to be our saving grace turned into an entity that will stab we the people seditiously in the back over and over again to their economic gain or financial gain. And whether it's money or power, this is what they have. I'm not telling you all media is like that. It isn't. You have TLV Talk. We do not take one single corporate dollar. And I can't even say that's true, because that would be a lie. If someone comes in and they own a small corporation and they wish to donate money to the project, they can. But the way we take your money is this. We say, thank you for your dollars. And if you say, and what I'd like to see is this, we give you your money back. It will always be that way. We will not turn away donations, but you will not buy favor with your donations. And if we ever get caught doing that, you need to walk away and sound the alarm and tell everybody you can that TLV Talk is a pack of liars. Because we will be. Corporate money buys corporate favor. Just like government money buys government favor. So if you're going to go out and talk to people about the fourth estate, you're screwing up, unless you're talking past tense, unless you're talking about the historical significance of the media in our founders' eyes, where The town crier stood in the square, rang his bell, and shouted out the daily news. That's a long time ago, people. And we haven't had a truly free corporate media in a very, very long time. Now, I would also say that although prime examples of corporate media influencing the mindset of we the people to serve those exercising power goes back well over a century, one only needs to look no further than the last few election cycles or the last couple of decades to understand the scope of this reality. This is mind-bending. Anybody who has been looking at freedom media, like a lot of what you're going to get on RBN, like the Liberty Beacon Project. We don't call it the Liberty Beacon because we take corporate money. Just like TLB Talk, the Liberty Beacon websites, I dare you to go on any one of our 7 websites and find one corporate ad. One. Find one. You can't. So I'm not telling you that all media is corrupt. It isn't. But those who are not corrupt find it a whole lot harder to get along in this world, find it a whole lot harder to get ahead in this world. We must work harder. We must be in touch with you on a more personal level. We must count on you to allow us to continue. Your generosity, your donations, and why would you do that? Because without that, you will never have the truth again. We're going to go over some examples of what isn't the truth today. I'm going to read off a list real quick, and then we're going to start hitting them one by one, and we're going to pick them apart until the show is over. The sad part of this is I could do this for 10 shows and not get through 25% of the list. The amount of media mishandling, media corruption, or outright media lies, or media sedition since the turn of the 20th century alone would take me a dozen hours without taking a breath to cover, incident by incident. But what you're going to find out is that each time you have an incident, it gains in strength. It gains in repercussions. It gains in smacking you upside the head. Each and every one of them gets worse. Why? Because they got away with it. Why? Because the people believed it. If you can tell one small lie and people believe it, the next lie is easier to believe and it can be a little bigger. And the next lie is a little easier to believe and it can be even bigger. And once you get to the 100th lie, you have rewritten history. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Talk to your children today and remember what you were taught in school. I'll bet you it ain't the same thing. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And you all know that. So let's go over this list real quick. Just let me read it. And then we will start breaking into each one of these as an individual topic. Okay? And let's start just before the turn of the century. We're only going to worry about the last 20, 25 years, 27 years, right around there, the last couple of decades, plus a little bit. Because to go any further back than that would be so much information, we couldn't even cover a tenth of it in this show. So let's start with the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, supposed domestic terrorist attacks. The next one, 2001, 9/11, supposed Islamic terrorist attacks. 2016, election, massive cheating, but Trump was underestimated. 2016, election, Russian collusion and Trump's impeachment. 2020, massive election cheating and fraud, 2000 mules, Mike Lindell. Hillary Clinton compromising U.S. intel information, then destroying servers and evidence requested by Congress. Hunter Biden's laptop info buried as Russian disinformation. Joe Biden compromised via Hunter's business dealings buried and called lies. Joe Biden's mental degradation and its ramifications. Recession is not recession. Dangerous vaccines are illegally mandated, but you better not talk about it. These are just not, about a dozen topics. That's it. But if you look at the ramifications of the list I just gave you, and we'll start this after the break. We'll start hitting these one at a time after the break, okay? If you look at the ramifications of just the list I gave you, it's horrendous. They are controlling your vote. They are controlling who gets into the White House. They are controlling which individuals in the elites can leak information to belligerent sources across the planet and not get in trouble for it. They are literally telling you that you are not good enough to be within this caste, and we will tell you who's going to run your country, how your country's going to be run, who will be blamed, who won't be blamed, who's going to go to jail, who can't go to jail, and what is the mainstream media doing? They are backing every single bit of it. You put, and to this day, you put a vaccine article on Facebook and it gets labeled or it gets taken down. You put a vaccine video on YouTube, gone. Okay, you talk about Hillary Clinton and what she did with classified information, and you are called a conspiracy theorist and you're shadow banned. You talk about Hunter Biden, and what you learn is that the Democratic Congress has decided via their vote, because they have the majority, that we're not going to worry about this. Are you kidding me? But we're going to slam Trump into the wall, raid his wife's panty drawer and his teenage son's sock drawer for something they can't even prove yet was illegal. But we know for a fact what Joe Biden did was illegal and seditious. We know for a fact what Hillary Clinton did was treasonous. We know, but they are not going to be touched. And if you talk about it, the media tells everybody around you not to listen because you're a conspiracy nut. And then they shadow ban you to the point where nobody can see what you put up. This is your media today. This is the fourth branch. Meaning it is 100% influenced by the government. It's not the fourth estate. Meaning it is their job to ensure you and I protection against the tyranny of the government. That doesn't happen anymore. Not unless you go to the Liberty Beacon's website or TLV Talk, or you go to Annie's Shake and Wake, or one of my favorite partners out there, RBN. Where I can say this to you and not worry about somebody throwing the off switch halfway through my speech. Media today is the biggest treason factor in America. No, I won't take that back. And yes, I meant exactly what I said. They are seditious and treasonous against we the people. They lie to you on a regular basis, and if a lie is told often enough and across enough pretty forums, then enough people get to believe it where it can be considered fact. Today, we live in an ocean of facts that are all freaking lies. That's not a guess. That's an absolute fact. And it's not a lie fact, it's a fact fact. We'll be back. Disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my high teacher.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
I really would like to let that play just like I did on the opening. I did that intentionally. I asked Sam, please let the opening song play all the way through. Again, if you haven't ever done this before, download the words to that Simon and Garfunkel song that is almost as old as I am, and I'm 68 years old. Download it, look at it, and wonder where they got their crystal ball from, because if you want to find a song that's more appropriate for the hell we live through today, you won't. This is it. All right. Before I get into taking apart the individual topics in this half hour, I do have a caller, and it is a good friend of mine, someone who also has a show, Luca's World, on this network. And Luca, how are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing and tell you you're appreciated. But you're talking about the media today. So very quickly, I thought of Upton Sinclair, and you probably know the quote already. It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. Yeah, and I think that's the problem behind all the corporations and all the companies behind this whole thing about COVID. They all pretty much knew what they were doing. They made a choice to go corrupt, and, you know, they got paid, so of course they're going to go for it, right? It's crazy.
If you want to feed your family, if you want to be able to pay your rent, if you want to be able to have cable TV, if you want to be able to get on the internet and talk to your friends on Facebook, then this is what you can do and this is what you can't do. Again, media has gone away from being the fourth estate into being the fourth branch. And you just helped with that quote to impress that on people. And Luca, as usual, you're a sterling individual. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good show. And
Wait. You tell everybody when your show is and what time it is and what day it is before you go, please.
Well, I'm lucky enough to be on RBN Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central. And it's called Luca's World. And, you know, it's just about what Roger is so upset about. That's what resonates for him. What resonates with me could be completely different, but it's my spin on what I feel is important. So good job, Roger, and thank you for accepting the call.
Always, Luca. And what people need to understand about Luca is he personifies what media is supposed to be. I talk conservative ideas because I will never lie to anybody. I have a conservative soul. That's the way it is. Does that mean that I think that all liberals are bad people or that all progressives are bad people? Absolutely not. I have some really good friends who happen to fall within that realm. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to tell you what the preponderance of tyranny is that's smacking us upside the head today. My show is a conservative-based show. Luca has a show whereby you can hear a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of everything else. Luca's show is very refreshing. I strongly recommend that to anybody. If you want entertainment, if you want the ability to hear different topics and different slants on different pieces of life today, then yes, go to Luca's World and listen. If you want to know the tyranny smacking you upside the head today, well, you're there right now. And I'm not telling you Luca doesn't discuss it, but that's not the sole purpose of his show. It is the sole purpose of TLB Talk Radio. Excuse me. And we all know that when the show starts, Roger starts to cough. And again, it's probably psychosomatic. Yes, I say that word wrong, but I do it intentionally. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to the failure of the fourth estate. And again, the transformation of the fourth estate to the fourth branch. And for all of you who may have missed the first part of the show, what's the difference between the fourth estate and the fourth branch? The fourth estate was originally intended to be an entity separate from the government to keep us aware of the tyrannies of a government, to keep we the people informed. The fourth branch means now it's part of the government, meaning executive, judicial, and, you know, legislative, and now media. So that's the difference between the fourth estate and the fourth branch. So if you mistakenly call it the fourth branch, which I have done a couple of times in the past before I did my research, what you're doing is admitting to everybody that we have media that is no longer responsible to the people, but instead is responsive or responsible to the corporate media. not a joke, an absolute fact. So let's take this lesson. Let's start going over it, okay? These are the components of what I call media tyranny that we're going to discuss, the big ones, the ones that stand out right in front of your face. We could multiply the number on this list by 100 and still have room for more on the list. But I'll read the list real quickly again for those who didn't get it. Then we'll start picking them out and discussing them. The 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, the 2001 9/11 attacks, the 2016 election massive cheating, the election in 2016 with Russian collusion, supposedly, the massive election cheating and fraud of the election in 2022. We referenced 2000 Mules and Mike Lindell's video. Hillary Clinton compromising U.S. intel and destroying evidence. Hunter Biden's laptop buried as Russian disinformation. Joe Biden compromised via Hunter's business dealings. Joe Biden's mental degradation and its ramifications to the United States of America. Recession is not recession. Dangerous vaccines that are illegally mandated, but you better shut up about them. So let's start out with the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. I'm not going to do an in-depth discussion on any of them with 19 minutes left in the show. What I'm going to do is point out a few things that most people that listen to a show like this are probably aware of, but somebody who doesn't, or somebody who may have been born around 1995, and that's kind of weird to say, but that makes you about 27 years old, okay? So if you were born about that time, then it's not anything that's sharp in your mind whatsoever. But we're looking at the Oklahoma City bombing, and those are supposed to be U.S. terrorist actions, American terrorists, okay? Domestic terrorism, except that each and every piece of that falls apart when you start to look at it. When you start to look at the explosion and what was supposed to have caused all the damage to that building, you would have to have such a massive amount of the most powerful explosives on the entire planet crammed into that truck to even come close to doing half the damage that was done to that building. But yet they wish you to believe that an entire building was defaced, a massive building, by a small truck parked out in front of it. No, that didn't happen. But if you tried to talk about that, you were shut up. You were called a conspiracy theorist. You were called. You were buried. The facts were buried. You were a bad person for challenging something you knew physically couldn't be. It couldn't. There are a lot more things in the Oklahoma City bombing that just make no sense. I ask you to do some research on it. You will find them. One person who does a lot of research on that is Luca. So go to Luca and ask him. He'll give you some great information on this, okay? He's also aware of some of the individuals that did a lot of the great reporting on that. At that time, I was still working for the government. I was still working for Raytheon Services Company, facilitating DOD contracts, Department of Defense contracts. Yes, I was working on things that go bang or things that find things that go bang when that happened. So I didn't have exposure to this that somebody outside of that realm would have had. As a matter of fact, my exposure to it, now that I look back on it and remember it, was just the opposite of everything I'm saying right now. So that's the first thing, okay? The media absolutely shut up anybody who tried to say one and one doesn't make two. If you think back to that time, what you hear over and over and over again was the bought and paid for explanation. No, I won't apologize for that. That's exactly what I mean. The corporate media getting government dollars to say exactly what they said, even though many people knew it didn't make sense. Those many people lost their voice to corporate media. Number two, 2001, 9/11, the supposed Islamic terrorist attacks. Okay, I say supposed because there are far too many things to indicate that they were not. Like an airplane smashing into the Pentagon, when there's actually video that you could slow down frame to frame and see that it wasn't an airplane, it was a drone. But yet, if you say that, you're a liar. And as soon as those videos got onto the internet, within hours or days at the most, they were gone. And we take a look at what was destroyed. Information that was destroyed in the Pentagon was information that, if it had gone to the public, would have caused a massive backlash for funding and how those funding were corruptly being dispersed and spent. That entire area was what was hit by this drone and destroyed. Nothing else. That particular area. That information, gone. You go to the towers. There are people across the planet. There is so much information online on this, and it has all been discredited, but it's still there, telling you that there's no way in hell those buildings could possibly have collapsed by a plane striking them. And slow motion video showing explosions going on in floors below where the planes had hit prior to the buildings collapsing in their own footprint. Let me give you just a small idea of what I'm talking about. I've got a plane that's moving at a couple hundred miles an hour, which it pretty much has to in order to stay in the air. Otherwise, it's going to be doing a nosedive straight into the ground. So you've got a plane that weighs a crap load going hundreds of miles an hour. It hits a building and the building's going to fall straight down? No, it's going to fall over. But it didn't. None of them did. They went straight down. Building 7, which never got hit by a plane. The entire building collapsed. To this day, there are no explanations except, oh, I don't know. What about the people that said their actual testing was done on some of the scrap metal that was removed from the 9/11 sites and thermite was found in that metal or on that metal? Thermite is a very powerful, small, compact explosive, and it is used for doing things like taking buildings down. And if you watch any of the skyscrapers or the tall buildings being taken down, what you see is puffs of smoke coming from each floor, starting at the top, working their way down until the building starts to collapse within its own footprint. Exactly what you saw on 9/11. These buildings went down. They didn't go over. And there was not enough impact force for these buildings to collapse. There was not, and especially Building 11. And I could go on, but if you take a look at Building 11, what did Building 11 house? There was over $2 trillion, some would say in excess of $3 trillion missing from the Pentagon's budget. All of the records for this were stored in Building 7. All of the records were stored in Building 7 that would have absolutely made sense as to where this money was, what the corruption was behind it, how it had been transferred from one point to another point, so on and so forth. And anybody who had information on that was invited to come to work, or actually they went to work, and people that were too valuable to have lost their lives were given the day off, or were given a reason not to come into work that day. How does that ring true to anybody? Look, I could spend 2 hours on this one alone and only get through 1% of it. But yet the media stuck with all of this. The media, we have memorials built, which I think the people who lost their lives should have a memorial built to them, but not the lies you read on the memorials. Because it's all crap. And what does the media do with this? It takes that football and it runs with it. It forces it down your throat and it gets an entire nation to believe that a couple of Muslims with box cutters destroyed two of the tallest and three of the most well-built skyscrapers on the planet. Nothing could be further from the truth. But that's what you better believe. Why? Because the media was paid big bucks to convince you of that, and they've done a hell of a job. Let's go to 2016, massive election cheating, but Trump was underestimated. How many of you know that the amount of actual cheating that was done in 2016 rivals what was done in 2020? How many of you know that? You don't know that. Why? Because it didn't work for them. But if you remember when Trump won, Hillary and her team, they threw up all kinds of, oh man, we've got to do something with the Electoral College. We've got to disqualify this person. We've got to disqualify this person. We've got to recount the votes in these states. Remember that? What happened was you had massive cheating, but they totally underestimated how many people really didn't like Hillary at all and how many people actually liked the idea of Make America Great Again. Oh, gee, isn't that seditious even today? Aren't you an enemy of the state if you believe in Make America Great Again? But that's the reason Trump won. Trump should have won by a massive margin. He won by a slim margin. Why? Because there was massive cheating. They really didn't understand, again, how much people hated Hillary and how much they loved the idea of Make America Great Again. And so it ended up in a situation where Trump squeaked through. But the cheating was still there. And if you remember, when Hillary was screaming about disqualifying, about the Electoral College, about doing vote recounts, so on and so forth, across the swing states, the media beat the drum so damn hard you had no choice but to listen. And they did recounts. The problem is they didn't help because there were too many eyes watching and they couldn't cheat enough to squeak her in. But the media beat that drum. Again, they picked up that drum and they beat it very, very hard. But let's take it to the next step. What did they do as soon as Trump got in to ensure that he either got removed or never got another, I don't know, 4 years? The Russia hoax. We know after Trump leaves office via cheating, after Trump leaves office, that all of that was crap. It was based on lies. We know this now. There are actually some of them admitting this, but the damage is already done. We had a president of the United States that via the media was made out to be the biggest, most seditious idiot on the planet. Orange man bad. They took a president and they beat him up against the wall so hard, it is insane. Yet, if you stop and look at it, he still managed to make America great again. Can you imagine what he would have done if he would have had his own government and the media backing him up instead of doing everything they could to destroy him? Try and imagine that just for 30 seconds. That alone will awe you. Let's go to the next one. Hillary Clinton compromising U.S. intel, oh my God, and then destroying the evidence. They knew for a fact that she had top secret information on a server at her house. They knew for a fact that enemy or non-friendly entities of the United States had hacked that server. This is not a guess. And when Congress found out about it, they said, you will present that information to us. The next thing you know, the servers were destroyed, the hard drives were wiped with bleach bit, and the phones that she communicated with were destroyed with a hammer. Meantime, the mainstream media is hiding every single bit of this. The only reason you know anything about it is because people like the Liberty or organizations like the Liberty Beacon Project were telling you about it. If we weren't, you would know nothing. And to this day, most people believe it's a bunch of gunk. Most people believe what we say is a lie. The majority of the country still believes Hillary is a good person. How about the Hunter Biden laptop? This is a laptop showing the guy actually smoking crack, which is something his own father said in Congress should put somebody in prison for 5 years. Gee, is Hunter in prison? But it proves over and over again that his father was compromised as being part of these dealings with Russia, China, and the Ukraine. But yet, you're being told it's a lie. And all the way up until the election in 2020, it was all Russian disinformation. There are already enough Democrats who have said, if I had known about that, I would not have voted for Joe. If the mainstream media wouldn't have lied to this country, they wouldn't have elected Joe Bob, which means the media is seditious to the point you can't even imagine. They have affected an election. They have negated your vote. They have forced you to believe a lie by repeating it over and over and over again. And today we know this to be a fact. So nobody can say, Roger, you're full of crap. You can't. It also proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden was involved in his son's dealings with China and Russia and the Ukraine, something he has sworn to God over and over again he wasn't. But then again, that goes to the next point, Joe Biden's mental derangement and its ramifications. How many of you out there truly understand that Joe Bob can't even handle a normal five-minute conversation without somebody giving him flashcards or the Easter Bunny pushing him away from a crowd? Stop and think about that, people. But yet, how many in the mainstream media tell you what we can all see with our own eyes? You're a liar. Don't say it. It's full of crap. Just like a recession is supposed to be defined by 2 months, 2 months of GDP going negative. We're in our third month. It's negative again. You want to bet they're going to tell us it isn't a recession? Meanwhile, we have all of these publications out there that are supposed to tell us all about our economy agreeing with the government that we're not in a recession, when all the way up until now, the definition of a recession was 2 negative quarters. Again, your media lying to you. How about the dangerous vaccines? We'll finish it off with that. There are an estimated, and yes, I can prove this, 20 million plus dead people across the planet. There are an estimated 1 billion people across the planet damaged by these vaccines, and more than 20 million that are dead. And I would say that number is actually quite a bit higher and will scream up even more over the next 2 years. But if you put that on Facebook, they're going to take it down. You put it on YouTube, they're going to take it away. You put it on, I don't know, Twitter, and like the Liberty Beacon, you're going to lose your account. Why? Because they don't want you knowing. 20 million people have died, and up to 1 billion people have been harmed across the planet. You're not supposed to know that, and they'll do everything they can to make sure you don't. We'll talk again next week. Think about what I just told you, because all of it's true. Try to have a good day.
Tenement halls and whispered in the sound of
silence. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness.